Your first 6 months, you didn't get any deals. And then suddenly there was a switch and Charlie manifested into a beast and you started selling 5 deals a month, making 10, 15 grand a month. How many deals have you sold over the last sort of 12 months?
22.
Part of being successful in business is just actually doing it.
We're also in the middle of selling a land deal.
So how much would that give you in commission if that goes through?
£40,000.
40 grand. That's what you just said there is genius though.
You might get 100 no's and 5 yeses. Most of my deals that I've sold are probably through the academy.
So this is a proper business for you now. Thanks for coming to my house to share your success as a property entrepreneur. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you for letting me come here.
So your big strategy is deal sourcing.
Yep.
Many people watch my YouTube videos and they see me talk about find deals, package them, sell them to investors, make 2 grand, 3 grand, 4 grand. You can make 10 grand a month doing this, starting with no money. And sometimes it sounds a bit too good to be true and people are skeptical. And other times people have got loads of questions about how do you find the investors? How do you actually sell it? How do you package it? What about contracts? So in this interview, you're a real life case study because you've gone from basically nothing. How much did you have when you got started?
I started with £2,000.
£2,000. And what were you doing at the time?
I was actually currently working for a friend from the rugby club doing marquees, but previously before that, went to university, studied sports coaching.
Cool. How much did you spend going to uni?
I think it was about 60,000.
And then when you finished uni, you then ended up doing training with me?
Yep.
I got a phone call off of your dad.
Yeah.
Saying, I hope this works.
Yeah.
You know, he spent a lot of money on this training. And it has. I mean, how many deals have you sold over the last sort of 12 months?
22.
22 deals?
Yeah.
So on average, that's a couple a month.
It took me about 6 months to actually get into it properly.
Sure.
Once I've got my feet on the ground, definitely building relationships with agents, landlords, and then obviously the network.
How many are you selling now? How many
selling, deals? But 3 to 5 deals a month.
Okay, yep. Cool, that makes sense.
Yep.
And you're charging on average?
£3,000.
3 grand.
Yep.
So this is a proper business for you now?
Yes.
It not is. A side hustle?
No, full-time in property.
Yeah, and how old are you?
I'm 24.
So talk to me, Charlie, about why you chose deal sourcing, and then I want to walk through your first deal.
One, I didn't have much money to invest into, say, rent to service accommodation, rent to HMOs. I needed some cash behind me. So the quickest, and not the easiest way, but the quickest way for me to do that is to go out, find the investor, find a deal, package it up and sell it. And then obviously we get paid up front, contracts and all that are in place, and then partner them up, and that then the investor takes the deal.
Right. And you're charging about 3 grand.
Yep.
So, I mean, on average, we sort of say if you're selling a deal, like I know you've sort of a wide range of different types of deals, but if you're selling like a BRR, for example, yep. Buy refurbished finance, or just a buy to let, yep. About 2% of the purchase price.
Yeah, I sort of go by if you're able to, on a BRR, especially if you're able to pull your money out after the remortgage, probably sell that between £4,000 and £5,000.
Yeah.
We're also in the middle of selling a land deal.
Right.
And that's normally about 2%.
So how much would that give you in commission if that goes through?
That goes through, that'd be £40,000.
40 grand.
Yes.
In one deal.
And then that's split between 3 people who's
okay.
Involved. Yeah. So, but still, it's a good piece of the cake, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like 12, 13 grand.
Yeah, yeah.
Where are you finding the investors? Who are buying all these deals?
Well, this is it, actually. And the Academy does help you with this. I mean, most of my deals that I've sold are probably through the Academy. But if it's not, I go to networking events.
So let's say you go to a networking event.
Yep.
Let's say you're at a business networking international meet,
yep.
And everyone gets an opportunity to stand up and give like a quick
yep.
Snapshot, quick 20 seconds as to what their business is. There's rich people in the room and anyone can go to these meetings. This is the thing. People say, oh, you know, how do I find investors? Go online and just search property events, you know, business networking yep. Events. And book on.
Yeah.
You can go for £20, £30, have a dinner, have a breakfast, and now you've got an opportunity to stand up in front of 30, 40, 50 people who are all business professionals, who are all investors, and you can pitch. I think part of being successful in business is just actually doing it.
Oh, 100%. Taking action is massive. I mean, like you say, these networking events are £20, £20, £20, but realistically, you could earn 3 grand off that. Even you might even meet agents there who will one day pass you properties every time something comes available, will give you that property if you gain a good relationship with that.
Yeah.
I mean, where our patch is, I go into the estate agents and have a chat with them. Sit down, even if they've not got anything, I'll go in there and have a chat. Because I guess it's building that rapport.
Let's say you're at an investors event though, like where there's a bunch of people and you stand up and say that, I'm a deal sourcer, selling 3 to 5 deals a week, I'm in this area. If you want to have a chat, come and let me know. And let's say you have, out of the 50 people, 10% come and want to speak to you. And 5 people come and say to you, oh, so what deals are you sourcing? That sounds interesting.
Yep.
How do you turn a bit of interest into someone prepared to actually pay you $3,000 for a deal?
To be honest, I just find out what they want.
Right.
I wouldn't really talk about myself, I guess. I talk about what they want and what their needs are and where they're looking.
Right.
And then I'd probably just leave it like that, and then if we can get their number,
right,
then speak to them on a one-to-one basis.
Uh-huh.
And
what you just said there is genius though, because a lot of people would go to a networking event trying to sell a deal, whereas you're not hunting, you're farming.
Yeah.
When you go to a networking event, if you've got a deal and you're trying to sell it to somebody, then you're a hunter. Whereas a farmer will go to a networking event with nothing to sell. You go, you farm, and you say, hey, this is what I do. If you're interested, have a chat. People come and they're interested, and you, as you just said, ask them what they want, take their details, then go find it.
100%.
Great.
I agree.
So how are you finding these deals? Let's say someone comes up to you and says, I'm looking for a below market value property, or I'm looking for an apartment block, or they tell you what they're looking for. How do you go find that?
I guess when you're in your patch and you've gained relationships, especially with agents, is probably easiest to find because they're on the high street.
Yeah.
Find out what they've got, see if that property that the agent's got matched up with the investor. And if that's the case, then obviously try and get that deal secured, package it up and send it to that investor. Or a massive one that I've actually recently been getting is getting close to landlords. I mean, I've obviously on Open Rent, I've gained some good relationships on there. I've even spoke to them on the phone for about an hour at a time, just having a chat with them, seeing what they've got, talking about their current properties. And then it's word of mouth. One deal that I sold that was in central London, I didn't speak to her for about a month and then just gave her a call, seeing how she was, seeing if she's got anything else. She then gave my number to her landlord friend, and now I'm in contact with another landlord.
What was your first deal that you sold?
It was a buy to let actually in King's Lynn.
Right, I think I remember this.
Do you?
So how much was it?
The purchase price, on top of my head, I can't remember. I think it was about 170.
And what was unique about the deal? Why would someone pay you a fee?
It was a little bit, not tired, but needed a bit of work done to it. And it was a HMO already, licensed.
Right.
I only sold that for £2,000.
Yeah.
Just because it was my first deal, wanted just to make a bit of money, help someone else who obviously took the deal on. And
Makes sense though. It was just a house, you negotiated presumably a good price.
Yeah, yeah. I think I knocked £10,000 off at the moment. And obviously the market back a year ago was quite high.
Right, so properties were going over the asking price.
Yeah, yeah.
You found a seller that wanted quick cash.
Yeah.
You knocked £10,000 off the price.
Yeah.
It was a good rental property with lots of, you could rent it out room by room.
5-bedroom HMO, yeah.
Why would the investor not just go straight to an agent? Why would they go to you and pay you a fee to find them a deal?
Yeah, well, a massive one is some of these investors do not have the time.
Right.
Some of them might be just business owners in other businesses, but looking to get into property as well, to put their money at work in property because they know property will go up, or if they want to invest into rent to rents, they're getting more cash flow.
Right.
Yeah, so main one is probably
and
time.
I guess from an investor's perspective, if they're working as a lawyer and they're making $100,000 a year, they've got money, they want to invest.
Yep.
Going out on a Tuesday rainy afternoon to potentially have agents cancel on you at the last minute, getting gazumped, or for them, they're having to pay stamp duty, they're having to pay a mortgage broker fee, they're having to pay lots of fees, and the person that found the deal, negotiated it, packaged it up, presented it on a golden plate with a red ribbon on it for the investor to just go, yeah, I'll buy that. Is that not worth £3,000?
I generally think it is. Just because the amount, like, I'm happy to jump on Zoom calls with investors as well to go through the deal to make sure, because a massive one is people buy into people.
Yeah.
100%. If someone jumps on the phone call with me, I'm a bit like, don't really know you, but this is why I jump on a Zoom call and I'll talk to them what they want, show them the deal if I have already got it secured, show the due diligence package, PowerPoint that I've got, and then they can see me, read me as a person, and I guess that's another way.
Talking of you as a person,
yeah,
what gives you the right or the credibility to get paid £3,000, £4,000, £5,000 to find a property investment when you yourself are a young guy? How old did you say you were?
24.
Young guy, 24, just finished uni.
Yep.
Never been a property investor, don't own your own portfolio. Why would someone pay you? I get why they'd pay £3,000, £4,000, but why you?
I think the main one is because, well, one, I've paid to get educated and got the knowledge.
True, you're a professional.
Exactly. And that, not everyone knows how to do the numbers on rent-to-rents, BRRs, stuff like that. And that's sort of worth it. And you running around doing dog work.
Yeah.
Some people just don't want to do that. Like it's, and I'll be honest, a lot of deals, you get more no's than yeses, 100%.
Right.
I mean, you might get 100 no's and 5 yeses. Like, that's just reality. And that is, and when someone's constantly getting no's, some people might not like that. Probably don't have the discipline for it. Discipline's huge, obviously. Especially with rent-to-service accommodations and rent-to-rents, you've got to gain relationships with landlords and agents and know exactly what you're doing. Because there are a lot of people out there who do mess a lot of people around, who don't pay landlords, which is slightly annoying for the people who are doing it properly. And that's why we get no's. But you've got to stand out, make sure you've got credibility.
Yeah. And it is hard hitting, going out getting deals, whether it be rent to rents, whether it be buy, refurbish, refinance, flips, land.
Yeah.
You're going out and you're putting offers forward, you're negotiating, and you are getting a lot of rejection.
Oh yeah.
And as deal sourcers, we have learned and been trained as well how to not take it personally and just think, okay, next. But a lot of people, like an ordinary person in a normal job, they'd pick up the phone, they'd ring a landlord or they'd ring an agent and they'd get told, oh, that's a cheeky offer, go away. And that would ruin their week. Whereas we hear that every day.
Oh, yeah, I mean, yesterday was quite a bad day, actually. 10 deals fell through.
Oh, man.
10 deals. I mean, it's not the end of the world, obviously, because we just keep moving forwards.
That must have been like a block of apartments or something.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I was going to say, surely not 10 individual deals.
Yeah, no, that's a block of apartments.
Yeah, But still, it's disheartening.
Yeah, it is. And it's not because of anything bad. It's just because I think the landlord just wanted tenants. That's it.
Yeah. But you struggled a lot to begin with. I remember month after month having to deal with you on the mastermind. Oh, I haven't got a deal yet. It's closed. That's not happening. What's going on? And it took you quite a few months before you started actually seeing success.
Oh yeah, 6 months I'd probably
say. Did you want to quit?
I mean, it came into mind, but no.
Yeah.
No, I don't like to quit, never. I think that's just where I've come from. I mean, I play a lot of very sporty, come from playing sport for many years. No, I don't like losing.
Right.
It's not in me.
So you were determined to keep on going?
Yeah, 100%.
What changed, Charlie? Your first 6 months, you didn't get any deals. And you were on the academy, and you were having all the calls and the mentoring, the support. And then suddenly there was a switch. And Charlie manifested into a beast. And you started selling like 5 deals a month and making 10, 15 grand a month.
Yeah.
And in the last 6 months now or so, maybe six, 7 months, you've been consistently winning every month. What changed?
I tell you, so going back 6 months ago, or so, well, probably about 8 months ago, I probably hit a brick wall in a way because I won't get myself out. And like I say, stay around the people who are in the game and ask them. One bit of advice I'd say, ask as many questions as possible to the people who's doing well.
Right.
Learn off that. And because I was just sat at home trying to make money, trying to make this work, I weren't in the environment.
Yeah.
So I'd say I got myself back in the environment.
Right.
Going to more events, going to more networking events, asking more questions, and then showing people that I'm out here doing it.
Yeah.
And then it will just,
It snowballs success, doesn't it?
Snowball effect,
Because when you get one deal, your first deal is your hardest.
Oh, 100%.
Not only have you done it once and it gives you the confidence and you have the know-how, but also when you go on the academy groups and you're like, hey, I've done this deal, and everyone's like, way, cheering you on. But now you kind of put yourself on the map.
Yep.
And then people are like, oh, could you find me a deal? Could you find me a deal? Yep. What percentage of your investors that have bought from you would you say You said most are on the academy. What would you say the percentage split is, rough split?
I'd probably say 70-30.
Okay, so it's pretty high percentage.
Yeah. Just because I came from that network. So I guess that's where I've made friends.
Yeah.
As well as investors.
What would you say has been your biggest lesson over the last 12 months?
I'd probably say get yourself out there and taking action, 100%. Mm. And having good discipline.
Yeah, what do you mean by discipline?
Like, the amount of no's you get, don't just quit.
Right.
Just keep going. In the back of my head, I know this is going to work. Mm-hmm. And it is working. And I just got to keep going.
What does your dad think about your success now?
I mean, they're proud. Mum and dad are proud. They know that dad, mum said to me a couple of months ago, she said, to be honest, I thought you'd quit.
Did she? Wow.
Just because I think she probably would.
Yeah.
Because I mean, when you're making not really much in 6 months, it's a bit like, come on, what's going on?
It is.
And it is. But if you keep going, you'll get over that barrier. And I just said, look, this is going to work. This is it. I mean, they believed in me. They invested in me.
Did they pay for the training?
They paid a bit towards it.
Oh, that's why I spoke to your dad.
Yeah.
Because I think you said to me, my dad's a bit worried, he's skeptical, he's invested in some of the training. Yeah. And I phoned him up, or he phoned me.
You phoned him. I gave you his number.
Yeah, and I phoned him, and I think I put his mind at rest a little bit.
Maybe.
No.
I don't know.
I remember just saying to him, you know, look, Charlie's in good hands. We're going to take care of him. Yep. He's got all of the support. He's got unlimited mentoring. He's got this. You know, just to, you know, I think he's going to be successful. Mm. We wouldn't have had him on if we didn't think so.
No.
And he was just like, all right, thanks for the call. You know, have you paid him back?
Yep.
You paid him back?
Yep.
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
And he's seen the money coming in.
Yeah. He's seen the money. Like, I mean, I'm quite secretive with them. I don't like to get too excited.
Yeah.
Because if I get too excited, I might mess things up.
Yeah, and you want to think, you know what, let me just save that money and buy some houses.
Yeah. I know, I don't want to spend any of it. I want to reinvest it 100%.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to go crazy.
It's a business, isn't it? I haven't won loads of money. I'm going to splash it up. Somewhere.
But you've changed your thermostat.
Oh, 100%. My mindset's different.
Yeah. I talk about this money thermostat. What does that mean to you?
Knowing how money works.
Yeah.
Knowing how to add value to gain money and then reinvest it.
Yeah, so you're not trading your time for money. You're exchanging your value for money.
Yeah.
A lot of people I've bought deals off, even people on the academy, they'll find a deal and I'll be like, that's an amazing deal. How much do you want for it? And they're like, ooh. And they feel almost shy because they know that I kind of helped them find the deal. They were on a training program. It took them an hour. But I'm like, you don't get paid for your time. You get paid for your value.
Oh, 100%.
If I'm going to make 100 grand, I'm happy to give you 5 grand.
At the beginning, when you obviously made them pull their faces, it's like, is this real?
Yeah.
But you just got to be, confident in what you're saying. When talking to anyone. You got to be confident in what you're saying. You got to believe that you're worth that. And people will buy into that.
Do you think anybody can be successful with the right work ethic?
Yes. Yes, no.
What could stop people?
The nose can massively stop.
Yeah, but
people.
That's a mental thing, right?
Yeah.
So you think that they've got the potential too, but it's just a case of whether they can cope with the rejection.
No, 100%. Just because obviously, no offense to anyone, but if you're weak-minded and things get to you quite easily, probably not for you.
You probably can't be making 20 grand a month doing deal selling.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to take hard calls. But do you not think you can learn how to do that? Do you not think like, but we gave you, you know, the scripts to say and how to deal with it and the processes and the procedures and, you know, trained you to expect the rejections. We trained you, go for no. Every time you get no, you know, imagine that you're going to have to get 10 no's before you make 10 grand. So every time you get a no, you're thinking, well, that's one step closer. So I think, do you not think you can, maybe you can program yourself for success?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, obviously the script and everything, I remember looking at that and think, right, okay, that's sort of it, but you make it your own. You learn from that. And I guess once you've learned from that and you put it into your own script, I mean, a script's good, but don't always go off the script.
Yeah, you can't be reading it word for word.
No, no.
You've got to, it's like, I think it's like driving. You learn to drive, do this and this, but then it just, you just become second nature, doesn't it? You've got to learn the scripts, but then just play with it and make it your own.
Yeah, and just put it into conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. I mean, just like this interview, isn't it?
Yeah. How did you do in school?
Got all C's, so all right, but I never really liked school, never really academic.
So you struggle?
Yeah. Yeah. I did a bit of a, I wouldn't say naughty, but like to mess about.
Yeah. And are you proud of what you've done in property?
Yes.
What's next?
What's next? I guess just really, now invest my money into rent to service accommodations that I've got in the pipeline ready.
What have you got in the pipeline? What deal are you working on right now?
So we've got a block of flats in the pipeline.
Nice.
And I've got one rent to service accommodation.
How many in the block?
15.
Nice. Big thinker. What's your experience been like working throughout the academy?
Really good. Just because, I mean, the massive one is your network. 100% and the people around there. I mean, sometimes, obviously you can call up you guys and ask for advice or whatever, but you can talk to anyone on that academy chat and say, look, I just need a bit of advice. Can you answer this question? What's your thoughts on this? And people will just help you.
Mm.
And I feel like that's massive in property in its own.
Mm.
Property, obviously I don't really know about other businesses, but property, I do feel like a lot of people are out there to help a lot of people.
You feel like that though because of the property community that you've come from?
Maybe.
Definitely.
And a lot, and it's massive.
Definitely, yeah. Bro. I've been to some other property communities, developers clubs, networks, where there's builders and, you know, chartered surveyors, accountants, and they hate other people's success.
Yeah, which is wrong. Which is wrong.
It is wrong.
And because this business is massive, you collaborate a lot.
Yeah, you have
to. I mean, co-deal sourcing, incredible way to make money.
What is that?
Co-deal sourcing is, say if I had the deal, you had the investor, we'd come together, match the deal with the investor, and we'll split the fee.
Perfect.
I mean, I don't have an investor for every single deal. If I did, I'd make a lot more money. But when you co-deal source, 100% is one incredible way to make money.
And the academy as well, there's a lot of people, hundreds. And
yeah,
it's the WhatsApp group alone, being able to just post, I need an investor for this. Anyone got anyone? It's gold.
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, the amount of times I've chucked deals in there and just someone's messaged me saying, yeah, I've got an investor for that. Sound what they're looking for. Obviously, send it over, see what he thinks. If he wants to go ahead, let's do it.
Well, Charlie, massive respect on your achievements. I look forward to seeing you continue to win. And I appreciate you coming down to my house and sharing your story.
Brilliant. Thank you. Thank you for having me.